Today, the RBA's statement on monetary policy says not a lot. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Well, that is Post, covering finance and property news. Well, in its latest statement on monetary policy, published on Friday, the RBA reiterated that the cash rate could go even higher than the current 3.85%. They said some further tightening of monetary policy may be required to ensure that inflation returns to target in a reasonable time frame, but that will depend on how the economy and inflation evolves, the statement said. The release of a marginally weaker set of economic forecasts comes just days after the RBA shocked markets with an unexpected increase in the cash rate at its monthly board meeting, unless, of course, you were following our channel. We've been talking about this for some time, and the signals were there quite clearly in the earlier RBA communications. While the RBA expects inflation to return to the top of its target band in June 2025, the central bank warned that this may not be the case if Australia's woeful productivity performance does not improve. Labour productivity, represented by the level of output produced per hour of work, is the same today as it was 3 years ago, after falling 4.2% since its peak in March last year. And about 20% of the companies in the bank's liaison programme reported internal wages growth rates above 5%, while more than 60% say that their salaries were growing somewhere between 3 and 5%. The forecast for labour costs is consistent with inflation returning to the bank's target, provided productivity picks up back to pre-pandemic trends, the RBA wrote. If this does not occur, or higher prices and wages reinforce one another, domestic inflation will be more persistent than the central forecast. Inflation is expected to fall to 4.5% from 7% by the end of the year, and then go further to 3% by mid-2025. Another major driver of inflation is soaring rents, which are increasing at their fastest rate in the decade. The RBA warned that rents will further climb because of the growing population and a shortfall in housing supply, with dwelling investments falling 4% in the calendar year 2022. The number of available rental properties is dwindling rapidly in Melbourne and Sydney, while the vacancy rate is at historic lows in other capital cities. Last week, the Treasury said it expects a record net inflow of 715,000 migrants in the two financial years ending June 30, 2024, driven in part by an influx of international students and working holidaymakers. High construction costs and construction delays were reducing the incentives to build new homes, despite the attractive rental yields on offer for investors, the RBA said. Those factors have also placed pressure on builders, with liaison contacts reporting increased financial stress and elevated insolvency risks in part of the construction sector. Indicators such as building approvals, greenfield land sales and new home sales have declined to be around their lowest levels in at least a decade, and some liaison contacts have reported that pre-construction cancellations have increased. But there are tentative signs the housing market is turning around, with new loan commitments for both investors and occupiers increasing in March after more than a year of consecutive monthly falls. The RBA's key economic forecast was little changed from February, with forecasts for wages growing modestly lower, while projections for the unemployment rate a little higher, thanks to a weaker near-term outlook for the local economy. GDP growth is expected to slow to 1.2% from 2.7% by the end of the year, as higher interest rates cause a sharp slowdown in household spending growth and falling GDP per capita. The jobless rate, currently at a near 50-year low of 3.5%, is expected to reach 4.5% by June 2025, and wages growth will accelerate to 4% from 3.3% by the end of the year, before easing to 3.7% by mid-2025. But the RBA does not expect inflation to return to the top of its target band until mid-2025. The longer inflation remains above target, the greater the risk that inflation expectations rise and price and wage setting behaviour might adjust accordingly. If this were to eventuate, the result would be even higher interest rates and a larger rise in unemployment. They will be required to bring inflation back to target, they said. And the Reserve Bank of Australia slapped down union claims that price gouging companies are driving high inflation, finding, quote, little evidence for such an argument, as it warned of the prospect of further rate rises. The RBA used the release of its quarterly statement to tackle the claims by the Australian Council of Trade Unions and the Australian Institute, a left-wing think tank, that high inflation is driven by corporate profiteering. They said this debate has a particular resonance at a time when household budgets are being stretched by rising prices and interest rates because it bears on perceptions of how fairly the nation's income is being split between workers' income and corporate profits. The RBA said to substantiate that claim, there would need to be an observed increase in private sector profit margins, which would indicate firms facing limited competition are using high inflation to raise prices above input costs. But outside the mining sector, the RBA said profits had grown at a similar rate as wages. Company-level data showed little change in the distribution of profit margins. Those observations are consistent with firms having generally passed on higher costs to maintain their profit margins and aggregate inflation having been driven by the balance of demand and supply factors rather than changes in firms' pricing power, the RBA said. The central bank said the surge in mining sector profits reflected higher iron ore and base metal prices, which it noted had little direct effect on the prices paid by Australian consumers, since those commodities are mainly exported. Overall, outside the mining sector, the profit share of the economy was below its average level for the past 10 years. They said there is little evidence that there has been a broad-based increase in domestic non-mining profit margins, suggesting that changes in domestic profit margins have not been a significant independent cause of the increase in aggregate CPI inflation, which is a convenient finding, of course, but may actually still not necessarily be diving into sufficient detail to parse out the differences between different types of businesses. There is still, I think, some evidence to support that prices are higher than they should be, thanks to some firms being able to drive margins higher. And it's worth reflecting on this point, that if you think about the current situation with inflation driving prices higher, supermarkets, for example, are seeing their turnover increase simply because prices are rising. Now, are their margins being supported? Possibly so. Anyway, the bottom line of this, I've read the multi-pages from the Statement on Monetary Policy, so you don't need to. There wasn't a lot of new stuff in this report. It was the same old, but the bottom line is this. The RBA thinks rates could go higher. Inflation is going to be above target for at least the next couple of years. And there are significant signs that pressures on households will continue. And that is going to put downward pressure on growth. Never mind. We've got more than 700,000 new migrants coming to Australia over the next couple of years. And of course, that will mean that while we have a GDP per capita problem, overall growth will be higher, because it's a numbers game, and the Ponzi continues. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.